freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, anything goes. Literally, political, personal, pop culture, we don't care. Whatever's on your mind, you can get it off here on Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition of the show. Here until 10 o'clock, so we're inside hour number 3 right now. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And also Johnson.
Don't forget, you can tune in to the live stream at freetalklive.com. 64 kilobits per second of pure audio bliss.
The Fab 3 here.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
I do that once a week, Ian. Once a week. What's your excuse?
That's right. You can be free, and we will be free.
That's right. Damn right. So it's close to Valentine's Day, gentlemen, and there's definitely some funky things going on around the world. What's happening, Johnson?
Well, in down under, a 29-year-old suburban Sydney lifeguard, fed up with the life of a bachelor, moved into a giant plastic bubble in hopes of attracting a Valentine.
Love me, I'm in a bubble.
Luke, who declined to give his family name, said he would spend the next 5 years living... Wait, no, 5 years.
I will spend the next 5 years in this bubble. Come be my bubble wife.
Whoops. Luke, who declined to give his family name, said he would spend the next 5 days living in a clear plastic ball in a downtown Sydney shopping mall in hopes of finding true love. Single life is fun, but I really miss the companionship and friendship of someone close, he told reporters from inside his temporary
home. This has got to be...
Oh, he took this... I know, he was reading Find Love the David Blaine way.
This dude has to be working for the mall.
No, I mean, this son, set up by an internet dating agency, appeared to be working.
Luke, wow.
Luke said he already received about 100 emails from prospective Valentines.
What's he got a wireless laptop in there with him?
I don't know. It looks like he might have some. I can't really tell.
Does he get to leave the ball to go to the bathroom, or does he have to go and play Little John or something?
I don't know.
That?
Maybe the ball rolls and he just rolls it on in there.
Hatch. Well, doesn't it have? It's got. It looks like it's got holes in this in all the sides, right? I can barely see it from here.
Yeah,
but
they bring a little cup up to the edge.
God, that's how he's testing the women to see how devoted they are.
Oh man!
All right, you passed the first test by coming out here. Now it's time for test number two. Okay.
Well, it says here. It says, it's like anything. You get some really nice people and some really weird people. Kind of like our callers.
Right.
But there are 3 or 4 that stand out that I have responded to, he said. Luke's bubble was furnished with an armchair, a table, and a bowl of fruit on it, and a laptop computer. Luke plans to emerge on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and take his chosen candidate out to dinner.
Wow, isn't that nice?
So they get to sit there and watch him eat fruit in a plastic ball for 5 days. And then it's like, what are you doing? How are you trying to find a Valentine? Oh, I'm going to sit here and eat this fruit. You know, they can come on by, take a look. They like the way I handle the banana. They can maybe, you know, stick around for dinner on Monday.
Wow. So Valentine's Day, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about it actually on Monday, because we will be doing a live show on Valentine's Day. And actually, I'm not sure who's going to be here. I don't know who, if we're going to have a... Do you want to just do it me and you, Johnson, or should we have a third man? Because normally we have 3 guys on Monday.
I think you and me can handle it. It could get interesting.
Yeah, I think we could handle
it. I'll make sure to bring in lots of articles about religion. To bring out the callers.
You know, what we'd like to do is bring out the callers right now who have stories about Valentine's Day experiences, whether it be a Valentine's Day hell story, you know, where the girlfriend breaks up with you in a very nasty fashion or something like that. I can't really relate. I've never had anything like that happen to me. That's why I'm asking for your calls at 800-259-9231.
I want stories like related to the article. What's the most extreme thing you've ever done to attract the attention of a woman?
Of the opposite. How about of the
opposite
sex?
A woman of the opposite sex? Okay, someone of the opposite sex, yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, because women should be able to call in and say what they've done to attract a guy as well. Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. And they would come first if they called in.
That's right. Women do come first on Free Talk Live. And did those questions cover what you were wondering about Valentine's Day? Or did you have a question as well, Scott?
Well, I didn't have a particular question. I just kind of was going to mention that Valentine's Day was coming up soon. I was
You're a single man right now, aren't you?
Well, I'm not married, but I am involved with someone. So,
A single man.
Why? Having a girlfriend doesn't make me single.
If you were
single,
then. Okay, well, yeah.
I mean, yours just lives here. That's all. I mean, that's the only difference.
All right. So, well, okay, Johnson is definitely single.
I guess.
Johnson, kind of.
I'm involved with someone as well.
Are you really?
Yeah. Way to keep up with your friends, man.
Yeah. I've
been dating this girl for almost a year.
And I talked about it on the air on Monday.
Well, I thought that you were talking about you just went out with somebody once. I didn't realize that was
a
big deal.
No, well, it's a couple times. It's not really a big... It's not a serious relationship.
So are you going to do anything on Monday?
No, not on Monday, but I am going up to Tampa this weekend.
So are you gonna buy her anything?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, Ian, what are your Valentine's Day plans? That's what I was going to get to.
He's
going to buy a box of Cracker Jacks so he can give her something.
No, because then someone
would
have
to place to stay. 365 days a year.
Oh, man. So do you have no Valentine's plans?
And she makes my food.
He might take a cloth to the Cupid Zirconium and wipe it off a little bit.
Pay to have it polished.
You wouldn't pay to have it polished.
Right. Toothpaste probably does a good enough job.
He'll clean the bathroom. As he does
you know what?
Weekend.
The bathroom does need to be cleaned. It's a good point. It's about time.
All right, give a recap as to why we're picking on you about this so people understand. Because just like, what? What? You need to go over your history of being the world's worst boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
No, wait a minute. It's not that I'm the world's worst boyfriend. It's just
on Valentine's Day.
I'm not a fan of silly traditions, necessarily, and I think Valentine's Day is a silly tradition.
You don't think it's nice to have one day a year where you show your appreciation to the person?
I show my appreciation 365 days a year.
You don't think you should ever have a special occasion where you go above and beyond what you normally do?
I think that you can have special occasions, but you should set them on your own time, and you shouldn't have to adhere to February 14th every year.
But isn't it nice that there's already had someone who conveniently set that aside so you don't have to worry about it? It's like, I should do something special for her, you know? I mean, I'm always nice to her every day and things are good, but you know what? It'd just be nice if I did something special for her. I do that? You know what? Oh, hey, there's that day that everyone does that. That'll work.
You have to be clear, though. Ian doesn't like any sort of traditions that have been made by anyone other than himself.
That's a good point. Well put. I happen to agree with that. 800-259-9231. So what are your Valentine's Day plans? And again, we want Valentine's Day hell stories. And what's the most extreme thing, the most outrageous, crazy thing you've ever done to attract the opposite sex?
Now, see, here's the thing about Ian and traditions. It's not so much that he doesn't subscribe to the traditions, but it seems like he actively avoids them as if he's trying to prove some kind of a point to no one.
Okay.
I don't know. It strikes me as odd, that's all.
Hey, man, saves me money. I have to go out. I mean, you know what? I have managed to... The reason why I enjoy my relationship so much is because my lady appreciates that she doesn't have a diamond ring. She appreciates... she went over and talked to some... She's been watching this one chick online, her blog, this girl blog frequently, and she's talking about how she's got this 5,000 carat diamond ring or whatever she got from...
Good Lord!
...her boyfriend, and it's just... There's this class of women out there that believes that the bigger the diamond, the more your boyfriend loves you. And that's not the kind of relationship I want to be in. So I do everything possible to destroy those sorts of links that women have in their mind, basically.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll never be buying diamonds.
All right. Women, if you want to call it 800-259-9231.
Because that's a whole other issue. Diamonds are BS.
Call Ian. You got yourselves a winner, girl.
800-259-9231. That's all right. I'm already taken. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Valentine's Stories coming up.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number three of the program, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott. Don't forget you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, including the very cool bulletin board system. Brand new software, the Karma system. You definitely have to check that out. You can applaud or bitch-slap people on the BBS, I think. We've got one guy who's been just bitch-slapped down hardcore.
Is it like negative 32?
Yeah. So it kind of allows you to register your vote, if you will, on other people's attitudes and their opinions. So it's a lot of fun. There's hundreds of people there taking part, and there's also thousands of posts for you to surf through, so be sure you check that out.
Actually, what I'm going to do, probably tonight when I get home, is take a couple of minutes and write something for the BBS that will list the top 10 people with the highest karma, and then the top 10 with the lowest.
That'd be cool.
That way we get Captain Bitch Slap right there at the top of the list of the loser list.
1-800-259-9231. So we're asking for Valentine's stories, and it's a damn shame that we're not yet on any FM talkers. I mean, yeah, I know we're on the FM micro stations around the country, but if we were on an FM talk station right now, we'd have calls coming out, well, you know where.
Did you hear that, AM?
Yang.
Did you hear that, AM affiliates? Ian doesn't appreciate you.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that FM listeners would be more likely to call in with a... well, actually, I don't think we even have any AM listeners. Right? No, we do. We do. We should be on WARL at the moment.
Okay.
So, Providentians, dial us up. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, do you guys have any stories about the most crazy, wacky, zany thing you've ever
crazy,
done?
Crazy, wacky?
Yeah, that you've done to attract the opposite sex, or a story that you might know of?
I don't have any that I used to attract the opposite sex. I have one that I used to keep a hold of someone who was pathetic and sad that I was involved with.
What was this?
I don't know, but I want to see if Johnson has anything that's on topic first. So
nothing.
No, nothing? Okay.
I was a dork in high school. I didn't do anything.
So romantic. Me too.
I've never been romantic.
No, okay. Well, I never did anything romantic with this particular girl. All right. First of all, let me give a little bit of backstory. I, in high school, was a terrible, terrible person, and I shouldn't have had any friends.
Okay.
And I didn't. So I spent a lot of time in front of my computer because I was a big dork. And this was when I was first starting to get internet access as opposed to hanging around on the local BBSs. And I was playing a text-based role-playing game called a MUD, for people who aren't familiar with this.
Right.
This is
the precursor to EverQuest.
To EverQuest,
right?
Or World of Warcraft, or any of those massively multiplayer online games. This was entirely text-based.
Right.
And there were, on
you
average...
You're in a cave.
Yes,
you
are.
Look around.
You're in darkness.
Right.
The MUD that I was playing on had about 12 people on it.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was this girl. I just started talking to her because I was hanging around doing the dork MUD thing.
Sure.
And I started talking to her, and she seemed kind of cool, and we had conversations.
Kind of cool for someone who'd be playing a MUD.
Right.
Who's a woman.
For conversation purposes, she seemed kind of cool, like someone who was interesting to talk to.
Okay.
Now, I had only known her for a couple of days, so I didn't know what a complete, like, waste of life she truly was.
Got it.
No, this was my opinion when I was a young child. Please don't take this.
And I believe it is a waste of life to spend even a minor amount of time in a MUD, personally.
Okay, so...
it's okay. I wasted my life in a chat room when I was 15, too, so it's okay. We've all been there.
So, I started talking to this girl. I knew her a week before she told me that she loved me.
Wow.
Talking to her on a MUD.
That's a bad sign.
She decided to tell me that she loved me. So my first thought, of course, was, how can I have fun with this? What can I do? Because I was a bad child. So, like...
Manipulative.
I'm like, I love you, too. And that spawned... And that spawned a three-year-long online relationship where... yep. 3 years where I talked to this girl and pretended to be her boyfriend and be interested in, like...
3 years.
3 years. And I couldn't take it for three solid years. There'd be times where I'd just be like, I'm done with this for a while. And I'd wander off and not show up for a month. My favorite one was I took a vacation to visit my family in Illinois. Didn't tell her I was going anywhere. Didn't care to. I went up to Illinois, visited my family, came back down, had school stuff I had to deal with. It was a month before I spoke to her. I just disappeared.
Okay.
Didn't show up for a month. So I come back and she's like, oh my God, I was worried about you. Where have you been? Well, a friend of mine... A real-life friend of mine is of Serbian descent.
Right.
And so I decided to use his name because she knows that I know this Serbian guy.
Right.
I'm like, oh, well, our area in Florida actually has a large group of Hungarians and Serbians and, you know, people from Yugoslavia and stuff like that. And there are actually some, like, Serbian gangs forming in our area. I told her it was a Serbian gang. And because I knew this guy, I worked in a pager store at the time, and I told her that this guy had come to me at my pager store with his gang and had tried to convince me to help them, like, smuggle drugs somewhere inside of these old pager housings.
Right.
And... that I had refused, and so when I left work that night, he and his Serbian cronies jumped me in the parking lot and beat the crap out of me and stole my bank deposit, and I'd been in the hospital for a month.
And she ate it right up.
She bought every last word of that story.
Well, she was in love with you, of course.
I know. I didn't, you know, talk about it ever again after that, but my friend decided he wanted to be a part of the story. So he changed his name for talking to her to Mickey and became my gay friend Mickey.
Okay.
And we had this phone conversation. And we had a three-way phone call.
Okay.
And
this is getting good.
He referred to himself in the third person and slipped up and used his real name.
Okay.
Which is a very distinctive name.
Right.
And then he freaked out and hung up.
Okay.
He's like, and just hangs up the phone. She's like, what happened? And I'm like, hold on. And then I called him on the other line. I'm like, why'd you hang up? You know, I had to talk with him. But I came back to her, and I'm like, he got nervous because Mickey is a nickname for him. It's not his real name. His real name is actually the same as this other guy. It's a very common Serbian name. And like I said, we have Serbians everywhere in Sarasota. So I know like 8 people with that same name.
Got it.
And she's like, oh, okay, no problem at all. And then I told her that Mickey and I had an affair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did that end it at that point?
No, I kept it going after that. She told me if it ever happened again, she'd break up with me. So, yeah, this is the kind of stuff I was doing. I was just, I did break it off with her one time. Mm-hmm. I sent her an email telling her exactly how I felt for real. Just like, I've been using you this whole time, manipulating you. I've never liked you. I don't think you're interesting. I don't want to speak to you. Don't want to see you. You're hideous, awful, and bad. And I sent it to her.
Right.
And she, of course, got angry. And so I left it there, and I was with, you know, Mickey and Mickey and a couple of my other friends, and we went to go see a movie. And my friend Darby, when we were going to see this movie, Darby says, you know, see, the thing is, you did that. There's no way to recover from that. And I said, oh, I could recover from that. He says, no way you couldn't. He's, I dare you to try and recover from that.
So you did.
So I came back to my office after we went to the movie. Sent myself an email. Okay, yeah, I spoofed it so it looked like she sent me an email that said the exact same thing.
Okay.
And I got in touch with her. I'm like, hey, why'd you send me this? And she said, well, I got this from you. And so I blamed it on this guy, Jason, that we knew in Pennsylvania and said that he sent it to both of us and was playing a trick.
You played the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got the whole thing back together. I flat out told her how I felt and just still fixed the whole
thing. Amazing. 1-800-25. She was just that desperate.
Yeah, bad. Oh, right. It was bad.
I wonder what she's doing.
Person.
Where are they now? Huh?
She's married and living in England. She's happily married, so it's good.
800-259-9231. Oh, Manwich was on hold, but he hung up. 800-259-9231. The poor baby. Maybe he'll call back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Caroltech Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Caroltech, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so you got plenty of time to get your calls in about whatever you want. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies that listen to the show, dozens of them have sent in their photograph, and we've put them online because we're proud of our female listeners, and that's the point behind the Shrine, to show them off to the rest of the world. It's all there at freetalklive.com, so be a part of it. And again, 800-259-9231. So, we're going to get back to the phones here because Paul is on the line in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to speak about the Constitution. Since you guys are such great advocates of this and that and so much government, I just wanted to know, as professing libertarians, I'd just like to know what the, I'll only start with the first four. What are the first four Bill of Rights of the Constitution?
What are the first four Bill of Rights? There's only one Bill of Rights, actually.
The first four.
This isn't a quiz game, Paul.
I know. You can't answer the question. That's my whole point. I mean, the first four amendments, you know. You can twist and turn, but you know exactly what I meant to say. So, do you know them or not?
Well, of course I do, Paul. What about you? Do you know them?
Oh, here we go again. The last time you wanted me to answer the definition of libertarian. Can you answer the question or not? Yeah, I can answer them.
Well, this is Free Talk Live. You're supposed to be here talking about what you want to talk about.
Well, you get to ask the host 20 questions. What I'm talking about is your fake libertarian, you know, label that you put on there just to get this gimmick of, you know, the libertarian talk show, and you got these people, you know, not even really suckered in because...
What talk show do you think is a real libertarian? Who is that?
I don't think any libertarian is real, quite frankly. I mean, there are some...
We're all part of the New World Order, here to take over the world, corporate tools.
I don't want to link all libertarians into one group, but what I have seen in my dealings with libertarians, and I have a couple friends that are libertarians...
Do you have friends?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I have friends, unlike yourself.
Okay,
Ian.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. We're in it for the money on the show we get paid for.
I don't want to link all libertarians in because there's a lot of grassroots libertarians that are sincere, but they get duped in by shows like yours and even the Libertarian Party, quite frankly.
Right. We've duped these grassroots libertarians. They're completely unprincipled, and we've fooled them with our duplicity on the airwaves.
No, you don't fool them with your duplicity. You do like the rest of the talk shows do, and that's talk about no real issues.
The moon landing, right?
Huh?
That's the real issue.
Let's talk about libertarians. We'll leave the moon landing for some other day.
Yeah.
I mean, but if anyone...
How about a day when it matters? Like, never.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get him in. Don't tempt him.
Be the first one to say that we went to the moon.
All right, keep going. What were you going to say about libertarians?
Well, what I was saying about libertarians is not really, quite frankly, about the libertarians as far as the grassroots level, but I'm talking about you and your fake libertarianism, and it's only a niche.
Wait. Because I'm not going to answer your question about...
Man, for your radio show.
Hold on, Paul. Because I'm not going to answer your question about what the first four amendments are that makes me a fake libertarian, can't you qualify that statement better than that? Can't you give me a real accusation as to why I'm a fake libertarian?
My point is this. You talk about freedoms and liberty... And some guy on the BBS asked you, does anyone agree that there's a new world order? And your words were, quite frankly, anyone can go there to see, who cares?
Yeah, that's right. Who cares?
But you're the first one to talk about government, like government isn't run by corporations. I mean, come on, man. I mean,
let me ask you, do you
don't have any substance to your libertarian argument. That's my whole point.
Right.
It's a niche gimmick for a radio market that you want to slide yourself
into. All right, now we have a question for you, Paul.
Go ahead.
I've got a question for you. Do you believe that in order to be a good citizen or a libertarian or a good member of any political party that you need to have the Constitution absolutely 100% memorized? I guarantee you, I could tell you, for example, the First Amendment to you, you have your right to free speech, then you got your gun rights, and then you have your right to...
The Third Amendment is that you don't quarter.
Soldiers and whatnot, not to quarter soldiers. What's the fourth?
The fourth is the right to privacy.
The right to privacy. So I could tell you most of those off the top of my head, and I could tell you that probably 80% of Americans could not do that.
We're
absolutely
for chills, though.
Not.
Yeah, right. I mean, you guys are so... I mean, you don't even talk about any real serious issues. Man, you don't even know anything. I mean,
all right. What's the number one most serious issue in the United States right now?
What's the number one serious issue? I would have to say our freedoms in the USA Patriot Act and Homeland Security, which
we talk about our freedoms every week.
Do you know that most Americans would not agree with you on that?
You mention them like every other person that really doesn't get to the bottom in the substance. I mean, who's the director who's the director of Homeland Security?
At this point,
who cares?
Who's the direct? Once again, whenever you don't have an answer,
it doesn't matter.
Well, let me tell you, it's about
to
be Catherine Harris.
Man, that's my point.
It's about to be Catherine Harris.
And it's about shooting something out there that you've heard off the Alex Jones show or somewhere else.
I don't listen to any other radio show, sir. I have things to do with my life, unlike you.
You just talk about the Alex Jones show, talking about how he always brings guests
on. We never talk about the Alex Jones show unless people like you bring it up.
Huh?
We don't talk about Alex Jones unless people like you bring it up, Paul.
I've heard you when I have... I heard you bring up...
Alex Jones'
name, of course.
Uh-huh.
You just talked about a talk show host who always plays clips and has these people and talks about how you never have experts on because you know why? Because an expert would make you look like a fool.
You're really making us all look like fools, Paul.
You got us by the balls tonight.
Paul, if you want an expert
to come on the show,
tell him to call.
I asked you some simple questions. It didn't have to get into this big debate. I asked you a simple question.
Paul.
I said that you don't
answer
the
damn question.
Yo, if you want to awaken free, wake the hell up because we are an expert show. We don't ever profess to be experts. We don't profess to be experts. We profess to allow experts and people like yourself to call in and talk about what they want to talk about. If you want an expert to call the show, then tell them to call.
I just heard Ian say, who cares about who's the director?
Who cares? What does that matter? Who cares who the director is?
Well,
tell me why it matters.
If you want freedom so much, I would expect you to get yourself educated so you'd know what you need
Every time we're on the air on this show, I advocate the abolishment of various different government programs. I want to make the government smaller. I am educated about what the free market will do versus what this government does.
And
there's no doubt that I have education on some things. Just because I don't know the name of some office holder doesn't mean anything. That's so pointless.
What is the dangers of the USA Patriot Act?
Paul, we could turn to the internet and look up Tom Ridge's name, but we don't need to.
Section 127. What are the
dangers now he's
going to
start
citing.
Hey, dude. Hey, get this. The Patriot
Act
is another piece of unconstitutional legislation, just like everything the Senate passes. I'm against it because of that.
Unconstitutional. Hello?
Paul. Let me ask you this.
You
don't have a point! Paul.
I don't have a point. Well, answer my question. What makes it unconstitutional?
Paul, okay, let me ask you...
It's a very simple question.
Let me answer your question and shut the hell up for a second.
Yeah, you can't keep your damn mouth
shut,
Paul.
First of all, the security director is Tom Ridge. I don't have a computer in front of me.
He stepped down.
He resigned. He stepped down. And now, let me finish answering your question. There's going to be an organization in charge of Homeland Security, and Catherine Harris is running for that office. That's going to happen very shortly. So pay attention to that, because she's the one who stole the Florida election and put Bush in office in the first place. And second of all, the reason why the Patriot Act is unconstitutional, first of all, is it eviscerates the Second Amendment, and it eviscerates the Fourth Amendment, your right to privacy.
Booyah! See you, Paul. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a response to that, please do. I think Paul is an agent provocateur, personally. I think he's just trying to waste people's time.
No, actually...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of. Bring us to anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott.
And don't forget to log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. Nothing like that. Let's get right back to the phones, though. This is a show about your calls. So let's talk to Peter in Missouri, on listening on KCXL. Hello, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you're on with Ian Johnson and Scott tonight. Hello.
Well, it's great. I sympathize with you in that last caller. I've had just a few callers like that, people who call in to haggle you but don't seem to have a point and want to quiz you on various aspects of what have you.
Yeah, because if you can't name various different bureaucrats, then you must not be a real libertarian.
If I can't name the fact that there currently isn't a director of Homeland Security, then I must not be a libertarian.
Right. Well, that actually would be a good trivia question. I would have missed that. I would have had no idea that somebody has not replaced Tom Ridge yet, but maybe they won't be able to find somebody.
Well, they're going to replace him with a committee, from what I've heard, and that committee might be housing Catherine Harris as the head of it, which is scary.
But, you know, Peter, the best thing about callers like that, I don't know if you've gone to the freetalklive.com website, but we've mentioned the bulletin board there several times.
I'm there now.
When Paul calls into the show, he'll call in and go on for 5-6 minutes with no point, interrupting everything, and then go to the bulletin board and be like, ha, I trounced him again. They don't have a decent argument. They can't hold up their end of a conversation. It doesn't matter what you say.
It's proof that they're corporate shills.
You could agree with him, and then he'd just be like, they sold out their principles and agreed with me. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter what it is. You just can't win. And then, I don't know, he expects people to
pay any attention to what he has to say. That guy should have a show.
No, he shouldn't. If he can buy the airtime, then he can have the damn show.
He sounds like one of our competitors.
So, Peter, what's on your mind tonight? Anything else?
Well, there are a number of issues, and my main issue, and that I've done more shows on than any other topic, is the federal income tax and the misapplication of it. And I think it's finally getting steam up. People are starting to realize that there's something very, very fishy about it, given all the people, we the people, and Larkin Rose and others who have asked questions and the government's flat refusal to answer very fundamental questions. And I just would want to perpetuate the continuance of people looking at that issue and pressing their congressmen and women and senators and asking them, show us the law. Because
it's a fascinating exercise. I was looking at 861.info earlier last week. Interesting website, interesting allegations. I think that more and more people should be exposed to this, regardless of how they're going to feel about it. They definitely need to be exposed to what could very well be the truth.
Right. You're exactly right, because regardless of people's understanding and so forth, the fundamental issue that I hope will catch people's attention is, look, we have supposedly a government of, by, and for the people, yet our government, from anybody in the executive branch who should know these answers, IRS, Treasury Department, to congressmen, refuse to answer. In fact, it's just astounding. One of the sort of generic answers we get from senators and congressmen is, well, I'm not a lawyer, or why don't you ask this branch and stuff? And it's like, excuse me, I thought you guys wrote the law.
Yeah, most of them actually are lawyers, as a matter of fact.
Right. And shouldn't they be able to answer questions or find somebody?
You would think, but as a matter of fact, you mentioned the We the People organization. They petitioned, I think, virtually every congressman and senator in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., asking them to show up on a certain date at the National Mall and answer some simple questions. Nobody showed up.
Right.
Nobody wants to answer any of the people's questions, and so I think that they're completely justified in withholding their taxes.
Well, I would, too, and I happen to have a view that I think most of us don't owe it because of the evidence, and if I may, I'll just plug the 861.info website again. But in addition to that, it's just really the issue of getting people to answer the questions, and what is our government up to? Another thing that people could do, if I don't mind plugging that, is government is now having various meetings on tax reform, and tax reform in quotes, and We the People, I believe, is going to be running an ad here very shortly in the Washington Times.
Yeah, I heard about that. Like, that's going to do anything.
Well,
I mean, it's not going to, like, all of a sudden have President Bush have a major breakthrough. This Tax Freedom Organization is going to run a full-page ad in the Washington Times. I don't think President Bush is going to pick up that paper or any of the other bureaucrats there and look through it and say, I've been wrong this whole time.
He's going to flip through there. Oh, my God.
Expect the government officials to respond, but I think when people look at the information contained then in that ad and then juxtapose that next to the fact that this committee is supposedly looking at it, people are going to look there and go, wait a minute.
Well, if it can bring some extra attention to the issue, then it's worth it. I agree with that.
Right.
Peter, any final comments for us?
Keep up the good work. We need more shows like yours. And
now, is this the owner of KCXL? Because his name's Peter, too, isn't it?
No, his name's Pete Chartel. My name's Peter McAnalyst. I have a show called Peter Mac, the Peter Mac Show. I'm on once a week. And
there you go. See if you can convince those boys over there to put our first hour of the show on.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Because we're on from 6 to 7 also, and you guys aren't airing that one yet. Well, that would be awesome. But
You're on 6 to 9 Central then, right? 7
correct.
To 10? Okay.
Correct. Thanks, Peter, for all your help.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Jared in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Jared.
Yeah, I just want to comment on that last ad before the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say he's a moron.
Now, wait a minute. Can you qualify that statement? What evidence do you have to support your assertion?
Just re-listen to the tape.
Oh, man. Have you logged on to freetalklive.com?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you part of the bulletin board system there?
No.
Oh, if you like that phone call, you should definitely log on to freetalklive.com. Join the bulletin board system. His handle there is Awaken Free. You'll recognize him. He's the one with the pile of crap for a user icon. So check that out at freetalklive.com. Jared, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Literally, take control of the show, but you better make the call now if you want to get on the air before we're done here at 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. If you don't make it through, well, that's okay. We're here six nights a week.
That's right. I'll be here tomorrow night.
That's right. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
So, I don't know. I'm torn. Should we continue ripping on our prior caller, or no. Should we move on to Sex in a Can?
Sex in a Can, of course. Yeah, Paul will call back in and give us more ammo later.
Oh, okay, good.
Actually, Paul is listening, I want him to call in tomorrow night. At the top of an hour, at the top of either the 8
you'll
o'clock or 9 o'clock hour.
You'll get your chance to have your serious discussion and cover a real issue.
Exactly. I actually do want to have a discussion with you about something.
One.
And I'll be filling in for Manwich tomorrow night, so if you could, please call at the top of an hour. That would be great.
We'll see if it happens.
Beginning of the show would be the best.
It would be the best. Sex in a can.
Sex in a can for women.
Hmm.
Whether your feet smell or the cat has fleas, there's usually an aerosol to solve every health dilemma. The arousal aerosol contains testosterone, which is absorbed in the skin over 24 hours. It was originally designed for postmenopausal women with low levels of the male sex hormone. But it can also work for young women with low libidos, scientists said yesterday. They tested 261 women over 4 months and noted more satisfying experiences at the end of the experiment. Traditionally, a young woman's lack of interest in sex has been put down to relationship issues and depression. But in many cases, it is now recognized that the level of male hormones is to blame. However, The British Society for Sexual Medicine warned that the spray should not be seen as a panacea for low sex drive.
A cure-all.
A cure-all. A $2 all-purpose peppermint panacea.
If a woman takes it when her low libido is not due to low testosterone, it could cause even more problems for her.
So what they're saying is this spray is going to add testosterone, like spray it on the area or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It'll add testosterone to her system, and so therefore she'll be more like a guy and therefore want sex more?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess testosterone is what drives the is what fuels the male sex drive.
However, raising testosterone levels too high could cause beard growth,
yes,
hair loss, greasy skin, and acne.
Oh, man.
Ooh. So that's my problem.
You're just too much. You're just too much of a man, huh?
I'm too much man for me.
Maybe you need to take some estrogen.
Maybe. Then my boobs will get bigger.
Yeah, we don't need any more.
I've already got enough fat man boobs. I don't need estrogen, too.
So what is that it?
What's
the brand name? Is there a brand on this?
It's,
like for men, it's Axe.
Testosterone.
Well, it's actually the Acrux company, I guess. Australian-based Acrux, A-C-R-U-X, will not be available for several years until the tests are done. It says it's about having a satisfying home and social life and having happier relationships and communities all around.
You know, I just don't know if a spray can is going to make your relationship better.
Just replace the woman's deodorant with that, like... Switch it out.
Yeah.
I guess if your woman uses spray-on deodorant.
Well, yeah, you have to be lucky.
1-800-259-9231.
Spray
her
with it in her sleep.
Exactly.
Then she grows up, she wakes up with a beard and wonders what's going on.
Then she could get a job with the circus. And then she'd travel and you wouldn't have to deal with her very often.
I didn't think that we were going to touch on circuses tonight. Wow. 800-259. We've come full circle. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be here tomorrow night, the Saturday Night Show, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure you're here with us because Scott's going to be here.
That's right.
And maybe Manwich will call in then because he was on the line tonight, but we made him hold on.
Baby, you're fired.
I was doing it to show him how great Free Talk Live is. We normally let everyone on right away. That's why I put him on hold, so we can really appreciate what we've got. This is Free Talk Live. See ya.
If you're tired...